I'm not used to it.
It's really loud in this headphone.
It's on like old lady TV loud.
No, it isn't. Just because you've got my headphones on, they're not on old lady TV.
It's in volume 77. Still can't really hear it.
Tartan blanket on Chappers's chair, but go over his knees. Sorry about that. I was just wanging on to myself. The reason for confusion is that myself and Chappers have swapped place because Chappers is going to be the host of Oh What's Occurring Now, so me and Becky can play against each other. I just thought it was very important that to say, despite you being doubting Thomas's about the panna cotta story, it took off like wildfire on the text. And somebody said that they like to push Angel Delight through the teeth, so in your face.
Are we going to do this?
Are you going to be the host, Chappers?
This is really weird. There are far too many buttons to press than I would like.
And you always take the mick out of Scott for not being able to press the buttons, all keep score.
But he's been pressing buttons since he was 16. Yeah. Let's not forget.
You've done a little score thing ready and everything.
I've done a little score chart and everything.
It's a sporting background.
This could be disastrous.
Right. Like, that's what they do at cricket.
Go on then.
Oh. What's occurring?
We're on.
Good luck, everybody.
Is this not weird for you?
What's occurring?
Yes, being on this... do you need to turn that down a bit, that bed?
No.
Okay, that's better.
It's just your ears.
Yeah, it is quite strange seeing...
Because you're a big fan of this, aren't you?
I love it, yeah, but I have played it before and I'm never very good at it. It's one of them where it looks easy when you... It sounds easy when you listen to it on the radio, but when you play, it's quite tricky.
You've never played it live in the studio, though?
I think you have once when you did breakfast show.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah. Right.
Sorry. We should have discussed it.
Yeah, we should.
You certainly played it on the phone when you've been serving up breakfast at your house.
Yeah,
right.
Didn't we?
It's you against Becky then.
Okay.
It's quite easy to beat, okay. I have to tell you, right? Right, Robbie Williams, yes?
Yes.
He's back. What do you think his most famous song is?
Angels.
Angels, yes. So can you complete the following lyric from this famous Robbie Williams song?
Angels instead. Yeah. And through it all, she offers me protection. A lot of love and affection.
I'm loving angels instead.
That's the only little bit.
Oh, right.
There's no need to show off. So, do you think the people on Stupid Street would know the answer to that? We asked eight people on Stupid Street to complete this lyric.
I'm loving...
Oh, no.
Wow.
How many of them will get it right?
Out of eight?
Out of eight.
Three.
You're saying three.
I think that's quite optimistic.
Becky?
One.
One?
Yeah.
Right, let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Out of eight people on Stupid Street, how many people will get the next lyric of Angels right?
I'm loving
Top Shop.
That's a no.
I'm loving
it. Da, 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 da. I'm loving it.
I'm loving
Angels instead.
Yay!
That's one.
The shirt you're wearing.
I'm loving
angels instead.
Woo! Two.
I'm loving
you, baby.
That was a bit seedy, that one.
I'm loving
you like a candy bar.
I'm loving
you like Scooby Doo. Diddly Doo.
He's just stupid, isn't he?
Oh, what's occurring?
Scooby-Doo and his new sidekick, Diddly-Doo.
Oh, what's occurring?
So the answer was two.
Oh, what happens now then, Mark?
Do we
No, I'm going to give you both a point, because you are one either... It's not that hard.
When Scott does it, you always go, ooh, what are you going to do now, Scott?
Right, so it's a point each, OK?
You look nice, teacher chappers.
Right, do you know beetroot?
Yes.
Right, do you like it?
I'm growing some in my patch.
Have you had
have
any
of it? Have you seen my patch?
No,
I saw it on the telly on Friday
night.
It's a good one, Sarah.
Mm.
How big is it?
It's about 4 foot by 4 foot.
Is it?
Yeah.
God, she must grow a lot, isn't it? All right. Do you know Scott Mills?
Yes.
Do you like him?
I'm a big fan of his work.
Which would you say you prefer? Scott or Beetroot? Would you Beetroot?
True.
But you Beetroot as well?
I think even Scott would prefer Beetroot to himself, to be honest, the amount we eat.
Right then, we sent Magic Chris Cox out onto the streets, okay?
Okay.
He had two different signs with him.
Oh.
The first one said, beep if you like beetroot. The second one said, beep if you like Scott Mills. Who would get the most beeps in 30 seconds? Beetroot or Scott? Becky.
Scott, I think. Because even though I prefer beetroot, I think most people would prefer Scott. I hope.
Sarah? She's gone with Scott, so...
I think... isn't there someone on at the O2 about beetroot at the moment? So there might be a lot of beetroot fans in London.
At the O2?
Hang on. Something on at the O2?
It is somewhat like the beetroot exhibition. So I'm going to go beetroot. There isn't, but I wish there was, okay? I just wish there
was. You're saying beetroot.
Yeah.
Becky is saying Scott. Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Hi, Chris.
Hello, chappers.
Where are you at the moment, then?
I'm on a busy street in London's glittering West End.
Okay, but not Stupid Street, a different street.
A different street.
And what do you have on your person at the moment?
I have a makeshift placard, like you might get in a protest, that's been very nicely made by using a box and an England flag that's stuck into the box.
All right, very nice. A lot of care and attention has gone into making this, then.
It is like a Blue Peter kind of crafts thing done really badly.
And on the placard it says what?
It says, beep if you like beetroot.
And what we're going to do then is you're going to hold up this placard, and in the course of 1 minute, we're going to see how many beeps you get.
Yeah.
Ready?
Yes.
Up it goes. Your 1 minute starts now.
Okay, the sign is up. A taxi has come past. He's looked at me. There's no beep. There's another car. Nothing. Oh, here comes a bus. No, bus driver's looking at me weirdly.
Are there any pedestrians walking?
There's plenty of pedestrians, but they don't have the ability to beep, I don't think.
No, but
oh, there was one!
That's one!
Yeah, he's smiling at me. That's another! This is exciting! That's two beetroot lovers.
Are these standard cars that have beeped?
There were two taxis there.
Were they?
Two taxis. There's a posh, fancy car. No, looking at the sign, nearly crashing, but not. A motorcyclist also looking at the sign, no beeping.
Not crashing, Chris, because obviously you're doing this in a particularly safe environment.
Yeah,
where cars don't get very fast.
He did fine. They're going quite slow. There's a guy on a motorcycle moped. He looked at me like he wanted to kill me. But he didn't beep.
Maybe he just has an aversion to beetroot.
I think that could... Well, I'm starting to worry now that people aren't... Oh, hey!
What was that?
That was a fancy German car. Oh, what? A cyclist just shouted beep. Does that count? Oh, Land Rover.
And we're gonna call... That's your one...
Toyota.
No. Do you know what? I'll take that as well. So that was six plus a cyclist who said beep, yes?
He said beep twice, like Roadrunner.
So that's seven for the sign of if you like beetroot.
They love the beetroot.
So Scott needs eight beeps to beat the beetroot. Okay, right, you've got another minute with this sign, and we'll see whether more people like beetroot or more people like Scott.
Okay, the placard is up, and the first vehicle has looked at us scarily and just driven past.
Okay, it's not a good start.
Not a good start. Another car, 4x4, couldn't care less. Cyclist, didn't want to beep. Bus driver smiling, but nothing. Some pedestrians are holding people up at a zebra crossing. Now this could lead to lots of beeping.
No.
But no, nothing. Literally, that was a beep.
Was it?
A deleted beep. Another one. And a thumbs up. A thumbs up from a taxi driver.
Right, you're 30 seconds in. I'm not taking the thumbs up.
Oh, there was one. Motorcycle.
That's three beeps so far with 20 seconds to go. I'm still surprised that you found a smiling bus driver.
I'm getting a lot more... The weird looks are stronger than with beetroot.
I can imagine. Was that one?
No, that was just some people shouting.
All right, so you've had three beeps with 10 seconds
to go. There's not much else. Lots of cars going past, but no one really. Someone's taking a photo with a mobile phone.
2, 1. That's the end of your time.
There were a lot more cars that time as well.
just to rub it in. So despite there being more cars and it being a very scientific survey, Scott got 3 beeps, Beetroot got 7. Beetroot is more popular than Scott. Sarah gets the point.
Oh, what's occurring?
So it's Sarah 2, Becky 1.
What's occurring?
I've played this game for about 2 years. That always gets me every time.
I can't believe how exciting it was when you heard a beep in the Beetroot one. Mm. It was quite an exciting game, yeah.
Right, final one. You know Sarah Cox?
Oh, God.
Yes.
What does Sarah like more than anything in the world, would you say, Sarah?
Food? Well, I like my children more, but I imagine you've got more footage of food than
food
my children.
Is correct. How many times...
Was this on Sunday or for Edith?
How many times did Sarah mention food on last Friday's Edith Bowman show on Radio 1?
I know there was a lot, because what were we talking about? I know I said... I know that was on Sunday I said I was eating a banana the size of a cricket bat. Well, that happened on Friday. Yeah, it was huge. It was like a banana off of the 80s, you know, when they used to be massive.
I think Friday was when you said you were going to take your bacon on holiday. Are you taking your bacon with you to Centre Parks?
Yeah, and pork products. Yeah. So there's going to be loads, isn't there? Oh, no. Yeah, and boiled ham on the log flume. Okay. Probably lots then.
Much as I want to delve into that, I might have to hurry you.
Sorry, yeah. How many times? In a 3-hour show?
Yeah.
Oh, 40.
40?
Maybe more. Oh, I don't know.
Becky?
85.
Great.
85.
She's got previous.
Becky's going 85. Sarah's going 40.
Oh, what's occurring?
Let's find out how many times Sarah mentioned food during Friday's Edith show.
Chocolate!
Vegetables, a little piece of ham out the packet of veg, tomatoes, carrots, talking of beetroot, cheese and red wine and meat, carrots, broccoli, vegetables, camembert and drinking mead, veg, monster carrot, tomatoes, roast swan, vegetable, homemade pickled beetroot. Tomatoes, veg, 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 tomatoes, chutney, beetroots, good ham, a salad bar, veg, chutney, beetroots, beetroot, beetroot salad, peas, vegetable, boiled ham, close up with the chicken wings, bacon, veg, slide out the ham, glass of Chardonnay, dinner, barrels of wine, beetroot salad, fruits, watermelon, beetroot, oh look, corn on the cob. Cocktail sausages, beetroot. I took my bacon on holiday. Taboo and lemonade, yogurts, Maltesers, watermelon, toffee apple, a little dish of peanuts on the bar, bit of broccoli and fizzy chew, shepherd's pie, met some eggs, watermelon. Watermelons are easier than pork, though, I imagine. Little cocktail sausages and Sunday roast. Bacon, watermelon on onion. Bacon, bacon on the sausage. Quite posh bacon. Bacon, packet of boiled ham. Bacon, pork products. Greek restaurant. Is a bacon vacation a vacation? Bacon, bacon, Nottingham eggs. Bacon, hanging out with the eggs. Some tangerines. Some streaky bacon. Beetroot salad. Don't go to a Greek restaurant in a wax jacket.
Total was 96 times, which means Becky gets the point, which means it's 2-2, which means it ends as a draw. Oh. However, can you just explain this, please?
Don't go to a Greek restaurant in a wax jacket. They were looking at me furtively in my wax jacket, and I got a really bad table. And I blame the wax jacket.
Right, on that bombshell, we'll just get a little bit of pee money before news meet, shall we? It was a draw. Well done.
Oh, nice. She gives me everything.